1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
Coming up later on our program, we're going to be talking with Lloyd Bonafide about taking his little grandson to see a special sneak preview of the new Star Wars film, Return of the Sith, or Revenge of the Sith, I think. And that's going to be coming up in a later portion of our program. We're also going to have on Father James McQuarters to be talking with us, and Bob Bakian as well. And I was just looking here at this is really interesting, looking at this McLaren, the 205 SLR McLaren, which is quite...
Now what?
It was something you said.
When did I say what?
In the first... He's got to talk.
About what?
Don't ask him what it's about. I want to talk to you.
What is with this Star Wars music?
That's how I get brought on now. Don't play it back. I'm Darth Hall, and...
You're Darth Hall.
Okay, you want to make a joke? Guess what? The FCC is going to fine you and probably fine a lot of the stations you're on. Now how do you feel? How do you feel about getting dropped by about half your stations? Feeling good about that?
What did I do?
What did you do?
Yeah, what did I do? I want to know what I did, because I know I monitor everything that I say. I said nothing.
I'm talking about that last hour you did with Ted Bell. All these blow, stick, blue. What about that?
What are you talking about, man?
You said it, Mr. Hall. I heard it.
David?
Yeah?
If you value the life of this retard, you'd better get him out of my studio from now on.
Whoa, hold on. The kid called me. He hotlined me here at the bowling alley to say that you said blow.
I did not. Ted Bell was talking about a fast car that he's got. He said...
What about something about he blew something?
He blew by a guy. He said he was blowing past the cops. As in speed. He said, I blew past him.
All right, well, you take the word past out of that sentence, and you've got filth. Pure and simple. Now I've got my eye on... The other thing I heard was maximum torque. What's that about?
That's a car reference.
The FCC is firing people like you. And they're closing down radio stations as we speak. We've never lived in a climate of fear as the one we live in today. This is a return. A return, if you will, Phil, to the dark, bleak, black, Kafkaesque times of the 50s, when there was a citadel on the hill, a large torture chamber where they took people, and you never saw them again.
Yeah, I'm real scared, man.
All right. Well, I gotta get back. Wednesday, our Friday night bowling league is starting. We're playing Fernwood Auto Body tonight, and I just...
Yeah, get out of here and shut that music off. You get permission from me before you do that.
What?
Before you bring him on with that stupid music. Blue, blow. All about cars, and you got to make it about something dirty.
I didn't do it. I'm trying to get my job.
The 2005 SLR McLaren, top speed 207 miles an hour. Here's the thing about this car that it probably is it's one of the things that... Oh, I suppose people use this as an excuse to get upset with people who own really expensive automobiles. And I don't. I admire the cars from a distance. But it does have those gull wing doors. In other words, they open up. They don't open up to the side the way doors like you and I have. They go up in the air like you're getting into a flying saucer. Now, how do you get out of that? I don't understand that. So I park it and then two guys park next to me. I can't open the gull wing doors up. What do? You climb in through a hole in a roof? Can you imagine you're taking out some beautiful woman? She's in a cocktail dress, real short, the least little thing, and it's going to ride up above her head. And you tell her, sorry, you got to go in through the roof. Here, let me just give you... Here, I'll just put my hands together like we did with helping kids over a fence. Here, I'll just help you up into the car. How are you going to explain that to a young lady wearing a tight-knit cocktail dress... who, if she so much as just does the wrong dance move, the thing just flies right up above her neck. And you say to her, you know what? I got gull-wing doors in this, baby. I guess you're going to have to crawl in through the roof. Here, I'll just be down here pushing you in. You can't do that. But anyway, to me, that's another thing. Why don't you cats at Mercedes get a clue and don't make a car... The car's beautiful enough without having the gull-wing doors. That means you're going to have people going, oh, great, man, what, I got to park six spaces over to the either side so you can get in your car? But I guess it's not the kind of car you take to the mall, huh? 617 horsepower, $452,000, and they only made 40 of them. Why? because they want it to be that special. I'll just tell you this much. Don't ever do what the guy at Lexus did. I walked in there one day, and this guy at a Lexus, you know, I looked at this Lexus, and I said, this guy couldn't possibly be a representative salesman for Lexus. He couldn't possibly be. But I'll tell you where it was. It was over in Thousand Oaks, and I won't get any more specific than that. And I walked in there, and I said, what kind of service plan do you guys offer? And he looks at me with a straight face and says, this is Lexus, sir. I said, well, I didn't say this, but I'm thinking because of that answer, you're not selling me one. I couldn't afford it anyway, but I want you to believe that I could and that I'm blowing you off. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. As I mentioned, we've got Lloyd Bonafide. Russ.
What did you do now, man?
I had a car.
Yes, David.
What did you do? You blew what?
I said I blew the salesman off.
Oh, my God. Every time you open your mouth...
Will you get something else to do tonight besides listen to me?
I'm not listening to you. I'm answering Bud's phone calls. Why would I listen to you? I can't stand your show. I'm listening to JT the Brick.
Get out of here. You heard me say blow him off, and you turned that into something filthy, and now you're...
Don't keep saying it.
Thank you. 1-800-44... Excuse me. I'm gagging on something. 1-800-449-868...
Gag?
Will you get him something to do besides calling me? Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. One 800 449 8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Coming up later on, we have Lloyd Bonafide. 1-800-449-8686. And this is Gene. Go ahead, Gene. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Hi, Gene.
Oh, hi, Phil. How are you?
Good.
Listen, I'm curious if you're going to be speaking at all about, and I haven't heard you doing much on the Roy Horn Tiger Mauling case. Have you been doing anything on that?
I actually haven't, sir, no.
Well, I'm disappointed because there have been some, I'm sure there's been new information, and I haven't heard anyone talking about it. I've dialed to a lot of the talk stations.
Where are you, sir? It's very loud wherever you are.
I'm in a cocktail lounge.
All right, and you're calling a talk show.
I guess that's strange, huh?
Yeah, it's a little weird. You're having a drink in a bar, and you're calling my show.
Well, I like your program. I really enjoy it. I just wondered when you're going to be doing more on the Roy Horn case. You know Roy Horn?
Yeah, I know who the guys are. That's the what's the name of the two of them? Roy and something. What's his name?
Siegfried and Roy.
Is that the name?
I don't know. All I know is Roy.
Well, you knew he had a partner.
I'm not familiar with that, no.
You just know him, and...
Yes, and that a tiger mauled him. And I was curious if you're going to get any more in-depth than that.
I think that story has been investigated up one side and down the next. I think it has just been gone into. What more is there to talk about?
Well, I wanted to know if there was any developments. Are they getting back together? Are they going to work with Tigers again? You know.
I don't know. I guess I still want to talk about it.
What a douche.
Thanks. 1-800-449-8686. That's real nice, man. All right, Father James McQuarters is going to join us right now. Father McQuarters, I thank you for being on the program. It's time for Email Corner with Father James McQuarters. How are you this evening, sir?
Very fine, Phil. I'm fascinated by your program this evening. I'm finding it to be enjoyable. I'm finding it to be humorous, but at the same time, I think there's quite a bit in your program tonight for all of us to take away, including all of the class warfare. You know, God wants us to love each other. It doesn't matter how much money we have. And you know, the Bible says, Phil, that it's easier for a rich man to pass through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to go into heaven, I think is the way it's put. I'll have to double-check it.
Well, it's something like that, right?
It's something like that, yes.
So you got an email?
Well, I've got an email here from a 12-year-old boy. His name is Matthew Haley. And Matthew writes, he says, Dear Father James, my name is Matthew Haley. I'm 12 years old. I live in Detroit, Michigan. I was wondering, Father, if though Darth Vader was responsible for the deaths of billions and billions of life forms in the galaxy, if he was truly sorry for his sins at the end of the Return of Jedi, would he go to heaven? Well, Matthew, it's a good question. Will Darth Vader go to heaven? And I do believe that if you ask God's forgiveness, yes. Yes, you'll go to heaven, Matthew. It reminds me of a song. I'd like to sing it for you now. It's called Danny Boy. Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are rushing from glen to glen and down the old thing. Oh, Danny Boy.
Will you hold on? Why are you singing that?
I'm sorry, Phil.
Why are you singing that?
But it always fascinates me why men who sing Irish tenor have to sound like faggots. And you know that...
Okay, that's fine, man. Well, thanks a lot.
I got more to say.
Well, what do you want to say?
I just want to say that if you truly ask for God's forgiveness, God will. But you know, you ever notice that? When Irish... They all sound like fruits. No, I think that Darth Vader...
All right, what about Hitler?
Was he Irish?
No. What about Hitler if he was really sorry for his sins? Would he go to heaven?
Phil, you're asking me a loaded question now. You're asking me a loaded question, son. You're asking me a question that's going to get me into a little bit of hot water with my parishioners. You know, Phil...
No, seriously, if Hitler was in the bunker and he was truly sorry for his sins, would he go to heaven?
Phil, I'm a humble country priest. I'm not a magician. For God's sake, Jim. We've got to get this man to a hospital.
What are you, bones all of a sudden?
Oh,
All right, hold on for a minute. Maybe we'll get another... Yeah, Jeff?
Phil, you asked a really good question. Hi, Father McCorris. I'm enjoying your program.
Hello, how are you? What's your name, son?
My name's Jeff Dowder.
Yes, sir.
All right, Jeff, what is your question?
Well, I don't have a question. I wanted to comment on, would Hitler go to heaven if he was in the bunker complex?
And son, but the question is, would he go to heaven if he was truly sorry for his sins? The horrible crimes that Adolf Hitler... committed against humanity could not easily be washed away, not easily sponged away from a stone, boy. You've got to be truly sorry, boy.
Yeah, what? Okay, Jesus.
I took the last name in vain.
Will you let the kid finish?
First of all, there's some very interesting literature. Apparently, I don't know if you're aware of this, Phil, but Toby Beau is a friend of mine. His dad worked for Navy Intelligence back during the Vietnam times. Anyway, he said that they had pretty positive proof that the Russians went into the bunker complex and brought out information that on the last day before Hitler, you know, shot himself, he had a Lutheran minister go in there and he turned himself over. Just says he turned over.
Well, that can mean a lot of things, boy. Especially when you're talking about a priest that you had and a guy in a bunker camp.
Will you let him finish?
Anyway, it says that Hitler turned himself over to Jesus, lock, stock, and barrel and everything.
Now, wait a minute. This is in what?
These are documents that was confiscated by the Russian Third Army Tank Division when they come into Berlin Town in 1945.
Well, it sounds fishy to me, Phil. I don't know.
Well, hold on. Why are the Russians holding on to this?
Good question. But you know the Russians had Hitler's skull. You know that, don't you? You know that, don't you? Toby Beau told me and everything.
Well, I heard something about how the Russians had Hitler's skull. Yeah, and then what'd they do with it? They got rid of it?
Yeah, they threw it away.
Well, that sounds like such a terrible thing to throw the man's skull away. They use it for an ashtray.
Will you shut up? So you're saying they got documents?
Yeah, they got documents that said Jesus, not Jesus, Yeah, that'd be wild. Yeah, Jesus shot himself in a bunker, and they nailed Hitler to a cross. What if you just change the names around?
Oh, my God, the boy's past even now. I'm going to have to go over the way you are right now and just peel your pants down, give you a little bit of...
All right, both of you guys bug off.
Wait a minute, man. The guy that died for our sins, his real name was Hitler.
Fascist freaking skinhead freak?
No, he wasn't afraid. I was just saying, whatever the name of that.
What do you mean, what if his name was that?
What if it just happened to be Adolf Hitler? That was his name instead of Jesus Christ.
Are you kidding or something?
No, just think about it.
Well, what's to think? So he'd be a totally different guy.
Yeah, he'd be a different guy, but it's hard to think about it, isn't it?
Quit spitting on me when you talk, man. Give me a towel.
Don't worry, but let's talk about it.
Ooh. So in other words, it was Jesus. If the cats just changed names.
Right.
So Jesus Christ shot himself in a bunker and Hitler was nailed to a cross.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, Bud, what does that bring us? All it does is pollute, once again, a beautiful story. A story that may or may not have taken place, Bud.
What do you mean?
I'm talking about the story of Jesus. He might not have existed, or maybe he did. But, Bud, in the life of Jesus, there's a lesson. And the lesson is this. Turn it off. And that is this, Bud. Now I forgot. Brought to you by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. 1-800-449-8686. So that was pretty heavy. All right, now, taking a look at the news. You know that finger that lady stuck in a bowl of chili? Well, guess what? They found out who it belonged to. A co-worker of her husband's. A co-worker of her husband lost his finger in some kind of an industrial accident and then said, hey, Bob, do you want it? And the guy took it because this is how these guys get their, I don't know, and went home, I guess, and his wife said, let me have it. Maybe I can think of something to do with it. And she stuck it in a bowl of chili and then tried to make some bread out of that. Almost got away with it, too. You know, today with all of the cell phone access and internet access, and we have our eyes on each other more than ever before. I was just thinking, for instance, of the freeway shooting. We had like 6 freeway shootings over the last 4 months here in Los Angeles. And one of the reasons why they're just not ever going to come back the way they were in the 80s when guys were, you know, firing at each other from cars is a little thing called a cell phone. Have you thought about that? It's impossible now. You can't get away. Everybody sees you. Everybody's tracking you. You're tracking them. Some guy fires at a car now, dude's on a cell phone, you're busted. Cell phone's a beautiful thing. And that's why I lost my 4th one today. Hi, everybody, I'm Phil Hendry for Nokia. It's a hell of a great phone if you can hold on to one. See, just the other day, my good little wife went down to the cellular store and she bought me a brand new Nokia phone, one of the little compact jobs. I like to put the cityscape on mine. How about you? Anyway, I got done programming it and entering in all of my PIN codes and things. Even had to call a guy and say, probably sounded something like this to the guy on the other end of the phone there at cellular.
How do I push the button? That's what I'm trying to make a GD call.
Anyway, the guy showed me how to do it. I got it all programmed. I got everything squared away. I put my little cityscape on there. Even entered in my little PIN code. Got a little code for my voicemail, changed my message. I even did something that I've heard so many people do. I played around with the ring. Yes, that's right. I picked out some kind of a stupid Italian aria. You know, so that when my phone rings, it goes, whatever. Yeah, I got it all set up. All set up except one thing. I still have the same brain that I had before I lost the last one. So I can't find this one. And when I get home tonight, my wife is going to be screaming at me, her eyes purple, her face red with rage, saying, I'm going to call you on your phone! What the hell did you want to say to me anyway? All right. The bane of my existence, a freaking phone. Because we have cell phones, folks, you understand why most people are on a cell phone. You understand, don't you? I'll tell you why most people are on cell phones. So they don't look stupid standing there doing nothing. Every time you see some cat walking down the street with a phone shoved in his ear, about half of those people are talking to nobody. Now, you think I'm kidding. I'm not. How do I know? I just know people that well. People use their phone so that they don't look bad being alone. You know how it looks kind of, you look like a loser if you're eating dinner by yourself in a restaurant? Not if you're on a phone. If you're on a phone, now you look like an agent or a businessman. You got all kinds of friends and all kinds of contacts. And in point of fact, that guy that's sitting there gesticulating into the air, pointing his finger with the phone pressed to his ear, there's a dial tone on the other end. Just...
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Lloyd Bonafide will be up in a few minutes to talk about taking his grandson to see a special sneak preview of, I don't know what the hell it's called, Return or Revenge of the Sith?
Revenge.
Revenge of the Sith. And that's the Star Wars flick. He took his grandson to see it, and we'll find out what happened there. And that's coming up in a few minutes. Now, two things. Number one... I was just talking to Harry and to Clinton, my two close personal friends that are working with me tonight, and both of them were, Harry was telling me about the cell phone of old, and he's right. If you were part of our generation or my generation, your dad went to work with a briefcase. But most of those briefcases that you saw guys carrying were empty. Or as your dad put it, Harry, had an egg salad sandwich and a copy of Sports Illustrated, and that was it, right? But you carried the briefcase to make it look like you were coming from somewhere and you had somewhere to go, and in it was important papers that you must have with you. But in point of fact, you'd have nothing in there, right? Well, the cell phone of today is the same thing. It is a status symbol. More than just something you carry around, though, it has a better, kind of serves a better purpose. You can pretend like you're talking into it, even though there's no one on the other end. You see, if you're standing by yourself and everybody else is talking to somebody, you don't want to stand there and look awkward like no one wants to come near you because your breath smells or you're ugly. So you pull out your phone and you pretend like you're talking into it. And here is the technique. And Clinton pointed out, who was the guy from Party of Five? He saw that guy. Scott Wolf from Party of Five was in a Rite Aid drugstore one night. And he's like, yeah, uh-huh. Oh, okay. Yeah, I can do that. Really? Seven figures, huh? No, 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 I don't work with Nicolas Cage, ever. You know, might as well have just walked over to the microphone.
Can I get a price check on number six?
No, 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 I don't work with Nicolas Cage. So, and it's the technique, you're just standing there, yeah, uh-huh, uh-huh, oh yeah, uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. Oh, jeez. I'm telling you, man, there isn't that need. It's like I was saying the other day, man, we got too many cars, okay? Number one, we got far too many automobiles. The problem is we got far too many cars. Forget about the traffic jam, needing new roads, rapid transit. That's what we need. We need trains. There's too many cars. It's unnecessary stuff, man. And on top of that is the freaking phone, which, yeah, it's good to have. So in case of an emergency. But the number of people I see calling... You're talking on those things? Nah. There's no way there's that much of a need to be talking to another human being. First of all, most people have a hard time meeting and keeping friends. Most people have a very difficult time communicating with other human beings. It's very difficult to maintain a relationship of any great depth. And to be constantly on the telephone the way we are in this country and maybe around the world, if everybody on a phone, some of it's got to be phony baloney. What's this?
Twilight Zone music.
This ain't Twilight Zone music. Why did you want to have Twilight Zone music?
You could say something's got to be phony. I'm Rod Serling, the signpost up ahead.
Well, that ain't Twilight Zone music. Find the real stuff. There can't be that many people talking on Twilight Zone. There can't be that many people talking on phones. So that's why most of it's phony. So half of those guys walking down the street, and I mean a lot of girls, and I don't know is it just me, or are a lot of them Asian American women? Anyway, around this neighborhood. So they're all walking down the street. I got the phone there. Yeah. Oh, really? Did he say that? Really? So he said that he wants to see me and that I'm popular with people? Oh, okay. I saw this guy coming out of his apartment every day with a freaking phone jammed in his... Coming out of his apartment. So in other words, it wasn't enough that he just got done, finished talking to the guy on his regular phone in his house. Let me call you back in my cell and... All right. 1-800-449-8686. Now, the other thing I want to tell you about is I got a great email last night from a listener. You know these Nigerian princes and archdukes and cats that send letters saying, please, sir, I've got $8 billion and I'll give you 20% if you'll just take it and put it in your bank account? And it's called 419 is the Nigerian criminal code that covers this kind of fraud. If there actually is a law against this in Nigeria, if they actually arrest you for this. Yes. Yes, sir, that would be 419. Uh-huh. Do you ever put anybody in jail for it? No. Yeah. You may get email from time to time, and it says, hello, my name is Joseph Banuana. My father is the former Minister of Defense with the Botswana Air Corps. Recently, he was tortured to death and left me $10 million in gold doubloons, but I don't know what to do. I've got to transfer it safely out of the country. If you give me all your personal information, credit card numbers, bank account numbers, the name of all of your children, your wife, where you live, and the times you're not at home, I will mail you all of this money if you'll take a check. Well, it sounds like only a total schmuck would go for something like that, right? Well, guess what? The world's full of chumps. All you gotta do is listen to this show every night. And there have been cats that have traveled to Nigeria and have gotten very, very seriously hurt by some of these thugs who then stick these people up for whatever they got, etc. Now, I got an email from a listener who said there's an organization called 419 Eater. And I'm trying to go to the website right now, as a matter of fact. This is cool. 419 Eater is a reverse, and it's right up my alley. It's the kind of thing that I dig, and anybody that listens to this show would be totally with it. It's a group of people that get together and, via the email, screw around with these guys. So that when they get a letter that says, yes, please help me, I want to spend... Well, then you say, oh, yes, I'd really like to help you. Tell me, what do you need? Let me send you those numbers right now. Now, if you go to this website, www.419eater, it's the most bizarre thing in the world. They've got pictures of guys. They've asked the people to please send us a picture of you. So we know you're real. There's all these pictures of these Nigerian cats. And some of them, however, I don't know if you see this, Harry, some of these guys don't want their faces to be used, so they do a little photoshopping, thinking that you won't see the difference between a real photo and a picture that's been shoved onto another guy's body. It's the funniest stuff you ever saw in your life. They've got a section here, in fact, that says the trophy room. And in the trophy room... Well, actually, the trophy room is a hoot and a half. Look at all these cats from Nigeria with pictures of themselves, so you'll know that they're for real. I mean, it's bizarre. All right, so then they have pictures of these same guys. These are Nigerian scammers. And they send you their name. Their name, you know, the scammer's name here is Patrick Mestralet. Chief John Akabamba. One of these cats actually has his name is Samuel EZ, and he's got a website. I'm going to go over to his website. Title, The Sign, The Wine, The Bread. Scammer's name is Samuel EZ. And he wrote his little letter here, and it's a big load. God's Love Bible Ministry. Dear in Christ, I am Evang, Samuel Z of God's Love Bible Ministry. I know that this letter may come to you as a surprise. Please, I want to be a distributor and a publisher of your evangelism books. In any event, it's every kind of way to try to get some bread out of the States or anywhere, you know, anywhere where there's bread, anywhere that isn't third world or second world. But I haven't found that, but there's a page where they don't want you to see what they look like. So what they'll do is, hey, you need to send us your picture. Oh, okay, I'll send you my picture. There's one. It's the funniest thing you've ever seen. I mean, it's like, imagine a little tiny body with a giant head that you cut out of a magazine and just slapped it on there. They're holding up signs. Have you got any idea why they are holding these signs up? But I think they've asked them, send us a photograph and write this down on the sign. Now, maybe these guys don't speak English, but he's got one guy who sent his picture with the sign, I recommend 419eater.com. Anyway, it's kind of a fun way, because these guys have actually hurt people. I mean, they have actually physically done violence to people. They've stolen people's money. I mean, not that the idiots that took them up on these scams shouldn't have some lesson coming to them on being so bloody stupid, so utterly without a clue about the human race, that you travel to Nigeria to meet Samuel E. Z. so he can give you 20 million in gold doubloons? What did he do? Did he go skin diving and he got him out of a freaking sunken Spanish galleon? Oh, God. But you can join this 419 eater and you can become a guy that scam baits, email these people, screw with their heads, waste their time, and generally just make their lives miserable. And, it's fun for all. So check it out, 419eater.com. I forget who sent that to me, Cynthia or Sandra or Susie or Brock. 1-800-449-8686. Thank you, whoever. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And we're looking for them right now, but I don't know. You know, it's going to take a couple of weeks, Phil, but I think we can do it.
You want me to come in? I'm talking to Tony Neal with Comedy Central. You want me to come in and do what?
We wanted you to come in and talk with us. I didn't know we were on the air right now.
Well, we are, yeah.
Well, we wanted you to come in and talk with us about Dave Chappelle's show.
Doing what?
Well, Dave is hospitalized right now. Maybe you'd be interested.
Doing his show?
That's what I'm saying, yes. I didn't know I'd be on the air.
Well, I'll take you off the air if you want.
No, it's fine. I just wanted you to know that we want to offer you the Dave Chappelle slot as long as Dave is out, when he comes back, of course.
No, of course, yeah.
But I feel a little funny asking this. First of all, everyone loves your program here. You know that.
Yeah, thank you.
I feel a little funny asking this, though.
Go ahead.
Dave's black. You know that.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have access to shoe polish? And let me tell you why.
No, wait a minute.
No, let me tell you why. First of all, if you don't mind, we blacken your face and call you Dave Chappelle. If people don't buy it, we'll say it's a joke.
But you want me to blacken my face up and then come on as Dave Chappelle, and if people don't buy it, we'll say it's a joke?
Yes, that's essentially it. And
well, everyone knows that Dave Chappelle is in the nut bin anyway, and I shouldn't say the nut. I mean, he's in a psychiatric facility. In fact, I should be talking to Herb Sewell here momentarily about poor Dave, although Dave is a criminally mentally disturbed guy, so Dave isn't like that. What do you mean, put on shoe polish?
Look, fellas, can I get an autograph CD?
I ain't putting no shoe polish on my kisser for Dave Chappelle or anybody else. I put it on my shoes only, man. All right, we got Lloyd Bonafide coming up at the top of the hour. Lloyd will be talking with us about the new Star Wars movie. And if that isn't enough, we got Bob Bakian out there someplace. I think Bob is going to be... Bob, how are you doing?
Right now I'm flying high above the section of Rendezvous, I guess we call Gower Gulch. Right now I'm reporting on something that happened that is not Star Wars related, Phil. This is something completely different. It's Star Trek. And so right now there are people dancing on the streets. We're seeing people embracing, total strangers embracing, kissing. People just walking up to each other, shaking each other's hands, lip-locking, deep tongue French kissing. Because the announcement came through just moments ago. The last Star Wars television show, Star Trek Enterprise, is off the air. Thank you, Jesus. Here are a couple of comments we got from people on the streets.
That's pretty good, but I was sick to death of it.
I'll always miss Jonathan Frakes.
What is? don't Star Wars off the air? Star Trek?
Oh, Star Trek. Is it off? I thought it was off the air in 1968.
No, it's not. Yeah, my feeling about Star Trek going off the air is good riddance to bad rubbish. I never liked it. Never liked it at all. I thought it was garbage from the beginning. And I thank the powers that be that pulled that thing off the air when they did. It should have been done a long time ago. And I could only pray that... Well, some of the comments, we had to cut that off, Phil. Some of the comments we had on the street here.
Why'd you cut that guy off?
Well, he was talking about it, hoping James, the guy that played Kirk, what's his name?
Shatner?
Yeah, had a heart attack or something. Found at the bottom of a pool. Anyway...
Oh, God.
Well, I cut it off. Anyway, Phil, that's the commentary from here. People on the streets happy. Star Trek is off the air. Good riddance to garbage. See you later. What's next? Star Trek Voyager, Enterprise. We don't know. We don't care. We're just very happy to be up here in a helicopter that's running low on fuel. I'm Bob Bakey and out.
All right, Bob. Thanks. People are happy about that, huh? 1-800-449-8686. Find William Shatner in the bottom of a pool. I'm going to tell you right now, that's sick. Sick and sad. Talk about a guy getting sunk. Just dropping it all the way down there, man, right to the bottom of the ocean. The fact that poor man suffered what he did, and then to have Bakian throw a joke in like that is beyond belief. Now what? Yeah, David.
What do you mean, dropping down?
Oh, come on, man. It was about William Shatner and a bad Bakian joke.
What did I tell you about that guy doing shtick? What did I tell you about him doing shtick? God, I hate him! This is the will of Vader.
Good for you. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Anyway, get back to this 419 eater. You got to go to this website, and it'll tell you how to screw with the people that are sending these letters out that are scamming people, asking for bank account numbers so they can stick their gold in your, box. Safety deposit, that is. And then go to the Hall of Shame. That's where these photographs are that these idiots in Nigeria send to prove that they exist. They, like, cut out a guy's head from a magazine and then glue it onto another guy's body, and they think it's fooling somebody. And here's the scary part. It is fooling some people. Here in America.
White people.
I didn't say white people. I said all of us. Come here. I got to slap you for that.
I'm very ill.
Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.